Genesis, chapter 33. And Jacob lifted up his eyes, and looked, and noticed that Esau was coming, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children to Leah, and to Rachel, and to the two female slaves. And he put the female slaves and their children first, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph last. And he himself passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, "Who are these with you?" And he said, "The children whom God has graciously given your slave." Then the female slaves came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also and her children came near, and bowed themselves, and afterward came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, "What do you mean by all this company which I met?" And he said, "To find favor in the sight of my Lord." And Esau said, "I have enough, my brother, let that which you have be yours." And Jacob said, "No, I pray you, if now I have found favor in your sight, then receive my present at my hand, since I have seen your face, as one sees the face of God, and you were pleased with me. Take, I pray you, my gift that is brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, "Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before you." And he said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are tender, and that the flocks and herds with me have their young, and if they overdrive them one day, all the flocks will die. Let my Lord, I pray you, pass over before his slave, and I will lead on gently, according to the pace of the cattle that are before me and according to the pace of the children, until I come to my Lord, to Seir." And Esau said, "Let me now leave with you some of the folk who are with me." And he said, "Why do that? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth, and built himself a house, and made booths for his cattle, therefore the name of the place is called Succoth. And Jacob came in peace to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and encamped before the city. And he bought the parcel of ground, where he had spread his tent, at the hand of the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 kaseta of silver. And he erected there an altar, and called it El Elohe Israel.